Chapter 58, Management. Continuing our series on team objectives, once product teams have their team objectives for the quarter and are pursuing them, active management will still be needed. Much as the product strategy requires ongoing tracking and managing by the product leaders, the team objectives require ongoing tracking and managing by the product team. Keep the lights on work. Remember that the team objectives are not the only work that a product team is responsible for. We also have the keep the lights on work we discussed earlier. We do need to keep an eye on this ongoing work because if it spikes, the team won't be able to make much progress on their team objectives. Weekly tracking. The key is to make sure the product teams are actively managing progress on the team objectives. Otherwise, it is all too possible that weeks and then months will fly by with little progress. At a minimum, product teams stay on top of progress by discussing at weekly check-ins where they are, what is upcoming, and where they might need help. These weekly team objective check-ins are the key mechanism that teams use to track and manage their own progress. This check-in might happen in its own meeting, or it might get included with a stand-up once a week. Occasionally, the teams will raise an issue that requires the leaders to coordinate to resolve conflicts or issues. Staying on track. In terms of handling issues that arise, there are two key points. First, the product manager specifically needs to communicate any important issues with her manager so that the manager can have the chance to provide assistance where possible. Second, it's critical that each member of the product team get the ongoing coaching she needs to develop. And some of that coaching will pertain to the team objective-related issues she faces. For product teams that are not yet experienced, the managers will need to be more proactive in their questions and coaching to ensure that the teams are making progress on their team objectives. If the team needs the assistance of management, then the sooner this need is raised, the better chance management has of helping in a timely and effective manner. It's also an important obligation to alert management as early as possible in the event that there is a question as to the team's ability to deliver on a high integrity commitment. Similarly, if there is a dependency, such as on another product team, this dependency will need to be managed and tracked carefully. If they are a dependency for another team, whether this is a high integrity commitment the team made or just normal keep the lights on work, they will need to keep this in mind and ensure the work is completed in time for the team that depends on them. Helping our colleagues. While so much of empowered product teams is about optimizing for the product teams, it's also important to recognize that we will often need to help out our colleagues on other product teams. And we very likely have situations where we will depend on them helping us out as well. The best product teams know that when it comes to tech companies, we either all succeed or none of us succeed. And it's not unusual to find yourself in the situation where you believe you must do something that's not in the best interest of your product team, but you see that it is in the best interest of the customer and of the broader organization.